Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Totally Fit Radio is on the air on SB Nation Radio. So get ready to listen, learn, and live. Here are your hosts of Totally Fit Radio, Tony and Michelle.
Goal-oriented fitness is not just about the exercise. Real results come from functional eating. Do you know how? Well, you've come to the right place. This is a show about all things fitness, performance, and health. So get ready to be motivated, make a lifestyle change, and improve the quality and longevity of your life. It's Totally Fit Radio. I'm your host, Tony.
And Michelle.
And as always, and as usual, we are pleased to be here with you this morning. Thank you for spending a small part of your big day with us, your big Saturday, your big life.
Woohoo!
This morning, you know, we talk about exercise. We talk about diet or nutrition, or as I like to call it, fuel. And it seems, Michelle, we talk a lot about it from, when we're talking about food, we're talking from a weight loss perspective. And food is much more than weight loss. Food is fuel, and you need to eat for your specific functionality, for your specific goals that you have for fitness, whether it's performance-based eating, weight loss-based eating, muscle-building eating.
Right.
So we want to identify some of those this morning. We're going to talk about food as being fuel. A little bit later in the show, we'll have Susan Kleiner. She's the author of The New Power Eating. So more muscle, more energy, less fat. So we're excited about having her on. And then we'll be talking about how to fuel your workouts. And that's really what the key is fueling your workouts, mm-hmm. fueling your goals, and you fuel with food. But before we get into that, Michelle has some housekeeping.
Yes, totallyfitradio.com. And check us out. While you go there, you're going to find information that you need to know about us, about the show, how to podcast past shows, maybe see what upcoming shows we have, link over to our social media, and all that fun stuff with videos and the photo gallery. So Totally Fit Radio.
You know what we're trying to do? We're actually having a Facebook challenge. We want to go like the page. Go to Facebook at Totally Fit Radio and like the page. It'll be fun. You'll love it. We'll be right back to Totally Fit Radio.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Arizona Army National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired when it comes to the cleaning of your workplace? Hi, I'm Mike from Service First Commercial Cleaning, the Money Radio cleaning guy. I'm a Money Radio listener just like you, and I always try to get the best return on my investments. Shouldn't you do the same when it comes to the cleaning of your workplace? If you're tired of mediocre service with no attention to detail, call me. If you want to increase quality and reduce costs, call me. If you're not 100% satisfied with your current cleaning service, call me. I can help. At Service First, we put you in the cleaning of your workplace first. We are a full-service provider you can trust, specializing in office, medical, hotels, commercial kitchens, and more. If you want high-level service at a great price, call us at 480-264-4844. I'll meet with you personally to discuss your cleaning needs, and I'm happy to work within your budget. Call today. I'm Mike from Service First, the Money Radio Cleaning Guy, at 480-264-4844. That's 480-264-4844. You'll be glad you did.
Honey, when did we get that rock chip on our windshield?
It's been there a while. Nothing to worry about.
I've heard these things can spread depending on things like temperature change and create a weak point.
I'm pretty sure I know a thing or two about cars. It's fine.
Well, why wait until it spreads to get fixed when we could probably just get it repaired? Hey, watch out for that puddle. Oh!
Getting a windshield replacement in Phoenix can be tricky, very tricky. Family owned and operated for the past 18 years, A&D Auto Glass will make things easy by providing excellent service and the convenience of coming to you. Give them a call today. Get your windshield fixed tomorrow at 480-228-5390. For a limited time, receive $140 cash for any mobile windshield replacement with approved insurance. If you don't have insurance, that's okay. They have very competitive cash pricing. For immediate service, call 480-228-5390 or schedule an appointment at aeautoglass.com.
Bring the Fanatic with you anywhere. Download the Fanatic app on both iTunes and the Google Play Store or head to 1580thefanatic.com.
And now, more of Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle on SB Nation Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. Tony.
Michelle.
So,
Totally Fit Radio.
That's right. TotallyFitRadio.com.
I know.
Go like us on Facebook. We have a challenge going. It's been going for a little while. And we need friends. Is it friends on Facebook? Do we want friends?
Yes. Friends on Facebook. Follow on Twitter.
Well, then what's the follower thing on...
Well, you could follow on Instagram, too.
No, on Facebook. Can't you
follow
on Facebook?
There's a following. Yes, there is a following feature now. You can just follow people like that.
It's like and follows. That's what it is.
I understand that, but they have to like our page to follow us, I think.
Well, but there's no friends on Facebook.
No, they are friends.
Not until they take me to dinner. then we can be friends on Facebook. Facebook.
I got 1,000 people that need to take me out to dinner.
Superficial friends are still friends.
Yeah, you know, friends with checkbooks and wallets. Friends.
You know what? It's just like, what do you call it? It's called the virtual reality friends. So, hey.
Virtual friends.
Virtual friends, right. Not virtual reality. Well, I guess they're fake,
no.
Right?
I guess you don't,
they're not
if you
really
see them,
there.
You have to have the glasses on to see them, though.
Yeah.
Go to virtual reality friends. You need those glasses. So food. This morning we're talking about eating, and we're excited actually a little bit later in the show we'll have Dr. Susan Kleiner on the new power mm-hmm. of eating more muscle, more energy, less fat. It seems for the layman, you know, and everybody we work with, Michelle, they have specific. Well, one, they have specific goals, right? And we want to talk about goal-based eating, but they always liken weight loss to food, and that's it. They don't think about building muscle, linking it to food, having more energy, linking it to food, recovering from workouts, linking it to food. That, you know, it's always that losing body fat and linking it to food. And why is it? Why do they have that? Why are they always stuck to that? It's monoscopic.
Well, I think when the word diet came out, I think that really started a thing. Hearing the word diet, and then people pulling off of that, saying this is a weight loss diet, or this is a, you know, try this, try that, try, you know, all of this stuff, instead of looking at. As a perspective, as what we're trying to get at here today is about the idea of good nutrition and what we eat, and that affects how we feel, that affects how we perform, all of that, instead of looking at a diet. I mean, the word diet just means what you eat, and I think that word got
I think diet to me means
That's how it now transpired to that, but I don't think originally when you talk about fitness, what does fitness mean? Working out. What does diet mean? Oh, how am I eating? And now it's turned into something else.
It needs to be a collective approach. But I also, you know, I have 5 prongs for just about everything. I do the 5.
I think because you can only count to 5.
Well, I think
it's 5 fingers.
Because I'm always holding one hand up, you know.
Just imagine if you had 6 fingers.
I'd probably create a 6th one. But... and it really is. I don't even remember where I was going with that. But
you have 5 prongs to eating...
5 prongs. Yeah, how was I going to do that now, though?
I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking, and I'm thinking on the fly, by the way,
now. You were thinking?
On the fly, by the way. Let's see if we can come up with 5.
For nutrition.
For nutrition. I'm eating.
For fuel. right? Is that what you're looking
at? Okay, you can call it energy. Call it energy. Eating for
weight loss.
Weight loss. There you go. There's one. Let's see if
I'm eating for performance.
Eating for performance-based eating.
Right. I'm eating, well, see, performance, but weight gain. I mean, like if you're actually looking for muscle gain.
Muscle gain.
Right. So that's four, right?
We got one more.
How about I'm just eating for good health, for my general health? Like if I'm ill.
See, there's where I need that sixth finger because mine was I'm eating for recovery.
Okay, well, that would be health.
No,
if you're injured, or you know.
No, but health, warding off sickness and disease.
So
I need a sixth finger. So really, you know, it is, you change your, I hate using the word diet. I'm sorry, I strongly dislike using the word diet.
Well, just say your nutrition plan.
You know, your nutrition plan.
There you go.
Can be based on, or should be based on.
Good.
What you're trying to accomplish. So let's say, how would it differ, Michelle? Let's just take two of the primary ones. So you have somebody that's looking to lose weight. How might their nutrition plan differ from somebody who's trying to build muscle?
Okay. Well, we might be with weight loss. We're going to watch our calorie intake. Okay. Somebody that is looking for, because they're both going to want to be protein based, because protein is very important, but maybe more protein for somebody that is looking at muscle gain.
Right. And I know. One of the things you're going to, you know, here's the thing with both of those, though. If your weight loss plan includes exercise, if your muscle building plan, and by the way, this is Totally Fit Radio with Tony Michelle, and we're talking about functional eating and eating for your specific goals. So goal-based, I should call it goal-based eating. So you're going to, if you're looking to build muscle, in both of those cases, Michelle, you're going to...
They should exercise with each of those.
They should exercise with each of those.
Because when we talk about the five prong, you know, you got nutrition, you got your fitness, you got your...
So in both those cases, not only should you be looking at working out, but you also should be looking at your caloric intake. However, the major difference in those is that if you are working out, if you're trying to put muscle mass, muscle size, muscle strength on, if you're looking to build that and cut whatever, get defined, build major mass, become a bodybuilder, you're consuming more calories. You're intaking more calories than you would if you're trying to lose weight. You're intaking more calories because you're going to burn more calories. You need to have more calories than you're burning in the weight gain, the mass building. Or on the flip side, if you're losing weight, you need to consume less calories than you would if you're looking to build muscle. But by the same token, too, you do need to change the dynamics of what those raw materials are, the raw food that you're eating. You're going to consume, as you said, probably more proteins in muscle building and in weight loss, potentially less carbs or less garbage carbs.
Right, right. There's good carbs and bad carbs.
However, I do caution, and I don't mean to make this a major gray area, that if you are exercising, I guess I just really have a bad taste in my mouth. Pun absolutely intended. A bad taste in my mouth with the low carb or no carb diets. Again, I'm all about getting rid of garbage carbs such as breads, you know, anything, glutens. You want to talk about eating for health? How about eating for your brain? Cognitive function. Glutens do nothing but fog the brain. But anyway, it's a completely different show. But, you know, still consuming those raw, good carbs,
right?
The ones you find in fruits and vegetables, because your body is going to need fuel. And again, that's where that recovery comes into play. If you're exercising, you're exercising hard, even if it's to lose weight, you need to consume carbs because that is what your body is going to burn first. The carbs, the sugars, then the fats, and then, of course, if you're not getting
to
get the protein.
And not only that, if you're not fueling your body for energy, how are you going to have a productive workout? You're going to be exhausted. You're not going to be 100% in your workout and possibly injure yourself because you're not all there when you're doing your workout. So I think that's, like you said, cutting carbs. Yes, that is a big thing. But those people that do the no carb, that is like a short term. I mean, you got to be careful with that. I mean, are you not working out then and you're just doing no carbs for like a detox for a week or something? But
detox goes beyond just carbs.
I know, but I'm saying... you can't be doing an aggressive workout if you're not giving yourself the appropriate nutrients to even have the energy to do the workout.
You know, we're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Susan Kleiner. She is the author of New Power Eating, and she is considered a titan in sports nutrition. So we're excited about that conversation. We'll have her on when we come back to Totally Fit Radio.
Are you into the habit yet? Healthy Habit Health Foods at 7th Street and Bethany Home Road is where so many shop for the top brands at the lowest prices in town. Save on health foods and grocery items, supplements, sports nutrition, books, natural cosmetics, beauty aids, and everything healthy. Call them at 602-252-6000. Let me warn you, though, prices this low and service this great is habit forming. Healthy Habit Health Foods on 7th Street, just north of Bethany Home Road. Get into the habit.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Football fans, do you know of anything better on a Monday night when it's football and watching football on a 10-foot by 14-foot screen and 2 8-foot by 10-foot screens? Give up? How about cash? The Fanatic is giving away cash this season at Casino Arizona for Monday Night Showroom Football. Last year, the guys awarded over $20,000 cash just for watching football. 2018, Year 18, returns the popular kickoff promotion as the guys draw a name before every kickoff. If a touchdown is scored, the PAT is good. Someone will win a pile of dough. They'll add that to the pot all season until somebody takes home the cash. And if that wasn't enough, the guys do a squares promotion for every quarter. Again, for cash. The promotion's free. Just be 21 or older, be present in the showroom, and a member of the Players Rewards Club. Monday nights in the showroom at Casino Arizona at Loop 101 and McKillop's.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Arizona Army National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jim Rome and the Jungle is back. Weekdays at 10 a.m. The new home of Jim Rome in Phoenix is 1580 a.m. The Fanatic.
Time for more fun facts on fitness. It's Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle.
One more time.
All right, good morning, and thanks for being here with us, Tony.
And Michelle.
And we are talking functional eating, eating goal-based, goal-oriented eating, and who better than to have on, and actually we just got the book, The New Power Eating, More Muscle, More Energy, Less Fat, from Dr. Susan Kleiner, and we have her on in the morning, or here on the air.
That.
If I can do
you
that,
got that?
Really quick, five times. Good morning, Dr. Kleiner, how are you? How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us. Thank you. How are you?
Perfect.
Good.
Hey, we got your book. I will be honest, though, since we just got it yesterday, we didn't get to go through a whole lot of the book. But I guess we'll do that. We'll do that on air because it's more important that others hear about it. Hear from you what's in this book and what's in that brain of yours with mm-hmm. all that knowledge as the titan of sports nutrition. And it's got to be true. I see it's right here. It's right here on your bio.
Yeah, it's in print. I just got my book yesterday too. So we'll do as see how this goes.
We'll learn it. We'll learn about your book together. There's a lot of good information that you can learn from in here, Dr. Kleiner. So read it deeply. So tell us just a little bit about the book. What inspired you writing it? So it's a pretty thick book. So it's got a lot of good information. What inspired you to write it?
Well, this is now essentially the fifth edition of Power Eating, very creatively called the New Power Eating. And
gotcha.
The first edition came out in 1998.
Wow.
So, you know, we're a long ways from there. It's 20 years since that first edition.
Mm-hmm.
And I was inspired to do that based on really initially my doctoral research. So I have a PhD in nutrition and human performance, and really kind of began the area of sports nutrition and strength and power. Prior to that, there was no nutrition science-based research into what it takes to build muscle power, strength, and speed. And I actually did a study of 35 competitive male bodybuilders. 18 were steroid users, 17 were non-users, and the research was, number one, to document what the heck do these guys eat to begin with, but then to look at the influence of steroids on risk of high cholesterol or lipoprotein profile irregularities and heart disease, and the influence of steroids and diet on their body composition. And so we found that definitely the steroid users were at very high risk while they were on their drugs of heart disease. But even the non-steroid users had extremely high fat intakes, saturated fat intakes, and their risks were elevated, but surprisingly, their overall health, even though they ate in a way that we thought should put them at disease risk for a lot of different things, didn't look so bad. And so that was another, you know, sort of one of the first times that we saw that strength training might actually be preventive, disease preventive, and promote health. And so it was a really interesting time. But as I said, I did really the first diet study, so it took a decade before we had, because I received my doctorate in 1987, so it was 10 years later before there was a body of scientific evidence strong enough to write a whole book.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, people were writing all kinds of things, but they weren't evidence-based,
and so this
was the first.
And that's the difference between this book and would you say that that's the difference between this book and your book 10 years ago then, that how it differs is just a much more scientific then?
Well, no, they've always been scientific. They've just been smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And science moves forward. So over 20 years, we have not only dramatically greater scientific evidence, you know, so much more research happening, just exploding, but there's also changes in our understanding as we get, you know, better technical tools, better methodologies, a better understanding of how to assess information or even what questions to ask. So the recommendations from the first book to the new Power Eating have changed.
Right.
And some are slightly different. Some weren't even included before, you know, so that's...
Susan, I got good news for you.
Yeah.
I got good news for you.
There's good,
Susan.
There's new news, and so you write a new book.
No, I have good news for you. You're going to be able to write another book in another 10 years. Because it's going to change. It's going to change again. It's going to change again.
It's about every, you know, almost every 5 years. In fact,
yeah.
The difference in years is like really there was like 3 or 4 years between the first couple because science really started to move forward.
Well, and you know what? It's just like fitness. You know, everything changing too. But
you know, so if you're tuning in, this is Totally Fit Radio with Tony Michelle, and we have on the line with us Dr. Susan Kleiner. She's the author of the new Power Eating: More Muscle, More Energy, Less Fat book, as we're talking about eating for functionality and goal-based nutrition.
So, Susan, what do you find is the most crucial nutrient for growth, development, and health?
Well, we look at water really as the most essential, right? I mean, we forget about water. I actually have a whole chapter written on fluids and hydration and how to manage that as an athlete. And the influence on your mind, certainly on growth with student athletes and mm-hmm. performance in mind and body for everybody, from the student athlete to the master's athlete. So water is really the most essential nutrient. Most people have heard that you can go for, really a lot of people can go for months, in fact, without food. People have done fasts in prisons and other, you know, religious fasts for long periods of time. But we can only really go a few days without any fluid or water. So, mm-hmm. So it's pretty critical.
Let's keep that fluid is considered water, not alcohol.
Yes, absolutely. I've never really considered alcohol a health beverage, but, you know, it seems to get
a glass of wine a night.
It does
wonders for the heart. So, you know, we're talking about this morning, Dr. Susan, that, you know, difference eating for different, again different purpose or different goals. So, you know, weight loss goals versus athletes versus, you know, power lifters. Versus, you know, people eating to be healthy or for cognitive function. How does, and it seems, you know, this book is you know, basing more towards the athlete or the power athlete. How does that nutrition differ from the general public?
Well, so eating for strength, power, and speed really applies to all athletes. I mean, and so even curlers have to have a lot of physical control and a lot of mental performance. So that piece applies. Today we understand with cross training that it applies to all athletes, but we also know that the biggest reason for loss of independence for anyone in a lifetime is loss of muscle. Mm-hmm. It's actually got a pathological name called sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle. And it is not predestined that happens to you. It happens because we become inactive and we don't eat enough and we don't eat enough protein. So, you know, calories, protein, healthy carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, all of healthy fats, all of that is critically important for everyone, and certainly, you know, cognitive function as well. So, so this book went from, in the early days, thinking of it just for strength trainers and power lifters, to today really being a fundamental book for everyone.
Well, I will tell you one of the things that, you know, I was fingering through the book that I did like about it is, and a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of nutritionists, I shouldn't say a lot, but a lot of books that you would see don't cover the supplements, don't cover the micro and macronutrients. You know, in your book here, you have, you know, you do have chapters covering supplements. You're obviously talking about foods, and then of course you put. You made it simple. You put actual menus and diet plans
right
in there for people as well. It's almost obviously it's a large book, but it's a large book, as we said, covering so many different people. We're all different. We're all individuals. We all have separate and individual goals, but there is that all encompassing factor of life, health, wellness, functionality, and just increasing the quality and longevity of one's life.
I think that's what I like about it. So she's educating you and having you understand why, and then presenting how, which is really great.
No, it's systematic.
Right.
You know, I really am a sort of a practicing sports nutritionist, as we say, a card-carrying registered dietitian, and as well as a scientist. And so I work with real people, and real people have obstacles to things that they can, you know, to their goals. And so the book is full of all of the suggestions that I have developed over, you know, 30 plus years of working with clients to enable them to accomplish their goals, whether you're sitting and eating dinner at home or you're, you know, in the woods somewhere because you're a mountain bike racer, you know, eating out of a tent.
Absolutely. So, do you have time to? We're gonna go to a break. Do you have time to stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Stick around. This is your Fit Tip of the Week. When we come back, we'll have more.
Arizona's number one source for high school sports is azpreps365.com. And now, 1580 The Fanatic.
Here's your Fit Tip of the Week, brought to you by Bragg. We're Tony.
And Michelle, hosts of Totally Fit Radio. What is the best way to prepare vegetables?
I'll tell you after this.
Bragg Organic Extra Virgin Olive Oil is made with Koroniki olives from 100-year-old trees in Greece, and it's the finest culinary olive oil in the world. It's first cold-pressed, unrefined, and unfiltered non-GMO, and is kosher certified. It's perfect for salads, pastas, sauces, even popcorn. Look for it at your grocery store or health food store, or visit BraggOrganicOliveOil.com.
Yes, fruits and vegetables are good, but cooking vegetables can cause loss of nutrients depending on how they're cooked. Steaming allows most of the nutrients to be retained. Cooking can also increase the bioavailability of some nutrients, such as carotenes. Eating raw fruits and vegetables is best, and never, again I say never, microwave them. They'll lose all nutritional value.
Honey, when did we get that rock chip on our windshield?
It's been there a while. Nothing to worry about.
I've heard these things can spread depending on things like temperature change and create a weak point.
I'm pretty sure I know a thing or two about cars. It's fine.
Well, why wait until it spreads to get fixed when we could probably just get it repaired?
Hey, hey, watch out for that pothole.
Getting a windshield replacement in Phoenix can be tricky, very tricky. Family owned and operated for the past 18 years, A&D Auto Glass will make things easy by providing excellent service and the convenience of coming to you. Give them a call today. Get your windshield fixed tomorrow at 480-228-5390. For a limited time, receive $140 cash for any mobile windshield replacement with approved insurance. If you don't have insurance, that's okay. They have very competitive cash pricing. For immediate service, call 480-228-5390 or schedule an appointment at aeautoglass.com.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Finding good HR services for your business can be a challenge, but you're not alone, at least not when you have Consolidated Personnel Services by your side. With more than 25 years of service to Arizona businesses, we can handle all your administrative tasks, from payroll and payroll taxes to helping you get competitive employee benefits and great rates on workers' compensation. We'll even pay your deposit for you. Call today at 602-230-8940 or visit us online at cpspeo.com. Consolidated Personnel Services. Our business is helping you grow your business.
Let's go to work, brother!
1580 The Fanatic, Arizona's new home for the NFL.
Welcome back to Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle on SB Nation Radio. So wake me
up when... Hi, good morning. Thanks for being here. So we have on the line with us Dr. Susan Kleiner. She's the author of the new power eating book, More Muscle, More Energy, Less Fat. And I think one of the things, Dr. Susan, we uncovered in the last segment of the show is that, you know, though this book is probably, I'm assuming, the majority of the people that are purchasing this book are athletes or, you know, lifters or, you know, people that are focusing on performance-based training. Is that correct?
That's certainly a large proportion of the people that purchase the book. They're coaching, training, or the athlete themselves. Yeah. Mm.
But you know, a lot of this, again, a lot of these tips in here, a lot of the menus, a lot of the suggestions in here, are life-based suggestions as well. That really, even the more of the general public or the general gym goer can take advantage of as well. Would you say that's true as well?
100%. Yes, absolutely. Because even athletes live regular lives. There's mm-hmm. It's the rarefied few that get to use their body as their vehicle for their full financial well-being. And yeah, Everybody else is doing it on the side and usually has a day job. So it's so it's got to be very practical. And so I take people through the science. They can understand why the recommendations are the way they are, but there's a whole host of suggestions of ways to get to the goal.
Absolutely. You know, we're looking at your book, and I'm kind of laughing, Dr. Susan. I don't mean, I'm not making fun of you or anything, but but something's missing here, because I know all the people that we train, and we are, you know, nutritionists, and I have a sports nutrition certification as well. Obviously, not anywhere as vast as you do, but I'm looking through this, because we talk a lot about carbohydrates and, you know, the low carbs and no carb diets, and you need, you know, food is fuel, and you need carbohydrates if you're exercising and all that. I'm going through your list, and I'm missing what all my clients, some of their favorites in here. I don't see
potato chips.
I don't see potato chips. I'm looking for Wonder Bread. I don't see that in here. Oh, I don't see pasta in here. I'm missing all these in your good sources of carbohydrates.
So we do have sort of a list of carbohydrates that are premium, high value, and certainly pasta is within that. The source of carbohydrate in potato chips, you know, is certainly there in the potato, but it's also got a lot of pro-inflammatory fat. And so
Absolutely.
The big goal, right, of designing a diet for anyone is to minimize the promotion of inflammation and put in there as much inflammatory prevention as we can. And so those kind of what we call fun foods, things that are more about celebratory events and you know, enjoyment of the moment, those are all available whenever they want them.
You're way nicer than I am. I call them my differences. You call them fun, whatever, something. I call them garbs versus carbs.
Yeah, there you go. You know, so they're all there. People want to know what I recommend. Mm. And so I'm recommending what their day can look like to reach their goals. And if they've got a lot of extra stuff left over, or they want to go out and celebrate, well, you know, everyone's free to do whatever they want to do, but I'm giving you the best advice.
Yeah, I can.
Life's about choices,
we can lead a horse to water. We just can't make him drink.
Right.
So,
well, hopefully that water does get in.
Exactly. Of course. So you know, one of the things we talk about, we're talking about athletes, and typically we're going to school first before we go to our sport of choice, or we're going to work before we go to the health club, and it seems that everybody's working harder, longer, for less, unfortunately, but working harder, longer, and don't have as much time. And so we always try and make suggestions on, you know, that transferable foods, or those snack foods, or those ways of getting good nutrition while we're on the run. What do you recommend here in the power eating? If I'm assuming it's in the book, and if not, I'm sure it's in your head. You know, what are your suggestions for those people that are constantly on the run and trying to eat functionally for their, you know, for their lifestyle and for their activities?
Well, you know, first and foremost is a plan, right? Because you cannot have wellness and success without a plan. If you're just, you know, you can't have financial health without a plan. If you're just shooting from the hip, and the same goes with your physical goals. And so, yes, I always recommend food first and supplement when you must. And so sometimes supplements are the way to go. And so we start with macronutrients. Are you supplementing with high-performance carbs around your training? Are you supplementing with a good, high-quality protein to get in a good recovery shake? Or perhaps you need to supplement with something like that again later in the day, where maybe you use protein and then whole food sources of carbs and vegetables or milk or whatever you're putting in that smoothie. And then we have other supplements that we depend on as well. But as far as sort of, do I recommend a bunch of sort of energy bars or other kind of engineered foods, I try to keep those to a minimum, because mm-hmm. they are engineered foods, and it often isn't any slower to you know, if when you have to go somewhere to buy those bars, well, you at the same place you can probably buy cut up vegetables and peanut butter, or you can buy cut up vegetables and hummus, or you can buy, you know, a good whole grain bread a turkey sandwich that's already prepped for you at the deli. You can do those things and grab them just as quickly and take them on the road. Yogurt, you know, so many things that work well that way. Making sure that you've got whole grain cereal and milk in the morning, or whatever sort of milk-like thing that you pour on cereal. And so the idea of don't have time is really that you haven't planned. And believe me, I have raised a family. I've been a graduate student that worked my way through school. Mm-hmm. I have worked and been very busy in my life, but nutrition is a priority for me. And that's really the factor. Do you make it a priority? Do you plan ahead so that you can occasionally, certainly use a high quality engineered product to fill in the corners of your day, but that as much as possible you depend on food. And I do have lots and lots of lists and options, and even fast food options if you're on the road and you're caught between a rock and a hard place and you really have to stop somewhere and pick something
up. Chipotle.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to read it.
Very good option.
Yeah. What about strategies for planning, you know, good habits and stuff, and how to change those bad habits to good habits?
Again, that plan. So I do have a habit tracker that I have put in the book, and my personal trainers, and I work with a lot of them, have been testing this for quite a while with me, and we finally got it to a point where I felt it was the right thing to share it. It's based on evidence and research that's been out there, and changing habits using trackers, like all electronic trackers and that kind of thing, is all well and good. It sort of acknowledges what you've done. But changing a habit really requires planning on when you are going to change that habit and what exactly you're going to do at the point in the day when you want to do it. And so that's the difference in my habit tracker, is that you have to plan exactly when in the day you're going to do whatever that habit is, not just think about, gee, I like to go out for a walk every day, but exactly when and how you're going to change something to make that happen and when it will happen. And then I also have a whole host of things added to that tracker that are parts of the recommendations throughout the book. And so hopefully I will be having that in a digital format sometime in the future. But
okay,
right now
it's a print. It's a print. Okay, it is print. So you're thinking about possibly turning that into an app?
Yes.
Oh, good
or
for you. Let us know.
Like that.
Let us know when you do. It's Totally for Radio with Tony and Michelle, and we have on the line with us Dr. Susan Kleiner. She's the author of The New Power Eating. Actually, she's the author of The Old Power Eating and The New Power Eating, as we just learned.
And
today.
All the books in between.
At least you didn't say the old author of The New Power Eating.
Never. Speaking of age, though, there's a nice segue there, Dr. Kleiner. Speaking of age, that was one of my questions is, you know, when we're talking about, you know, power athletes, we're talking about, you know, even if they're really runners, marathon runners, they're in a sport or they're lifting to build, to have muscle gains. How does your book outline that for you on change, you know, how the nutrition plan changes, whether I may have the same goals, but I'm not the same age. I'm 25 versus a 50-year-old. We have the same goal. We want to improve our performance, or we want to improve our muscle size, strength, endurance, power definition in the gym. How does your nutrition plan change, and is that in your book?
Yes, so that certainly does adjust, and you know, I'm proud and honored to say that I'm working with the oldest, most successful athlete in the WNBA, our brand new championship Seattle Storm, led by the great Sue Bird, who is 37 years old and hasn't lost a step. She'll turn 38 in a few weeks. and how I worked with her. And most people think that as you get older, you need to eat less. But most people, universally, every woman who walks in my door, I add typically, you know, someone who's really training, 800 to 1,000 calories a day. And that's exactly what I did with Sue Bird. And, you know, it was shocking to her at the beginning. It's shocking to most people. But most active and athletic people underfuel themselves because they, number one, are trying to maintain a certain physique, usually, as well as their performance, but also because it's hard to fully fuel your training and still feel empty enough to train. And so we restrict our fueling around our training so that we don't feel too full and you're not puking on the side of the road or, you know, whatever. Lots of people do. And so learning how to negotiate that fueling need at every age. And so I'm working with an 85-year-old world champion power lifter right now, and he has recently added about 600 calories of carbs to his diet and is feeling stronger and hit his lifts for the first time since he was 20 years old. He hit some goals.
That is awesome. We're running into a clock here. How can people find out about the book?
They can certainly go to drskleiner.com, www.drskleiner.com. They can also go to vitargo.com, V-I-T-A-R-G-O.com. It's being sold there, of course, at every bookseller, Amazon, certainly the Human Kinetics
exactly.
website, my publisher. So it's available at all those places. I am on social media at PowerEat. And on Facebook,
thanks. I'm gonna,
Susan Kleiner.
You stick around. I want you to hang on with us. This is Totally For Real. We'll be right back with the recap.
Hey, clones. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Your new home for the Jim Rome Show is 1580 The Fanatic.
Living with chronic pain isn't really living at all. So why don't you do something about it?
I just learned to deal with the pain. I mean, I don't want to go through a long, agonizing surgery.
Or some doctor will just put me on meds for eternity. I don't like taking medication.
Tired of being in pain? Tired of surgery after surgery or pill after pill? Now you can stop pain for good. ARP Wave, an FDA-approved medical device, delivers electrical waves to muscles, joints, ligaments, and tendons that promotes healing, speedy recovery from injury, surgery, and arthritis, eliminating chronic pain. ARP Wave is used by thousands of patients and athletes with a 95% success rate. This accelerated healing technology is a permanent solution to your pain without drugs or surgery. Treatment is right here in Scottsdale. Eliminate pain and feel better after just one 30-minute treatment. Now get the first treatment for free. Go to ArizonaPainClinic.com. That's ArizonaPainClinic.com or call 602-524-9022. That's 602-524-9022.
Hey, it's Rock for Right Toyota. You've heard me talk about my friends at Right Toyota for like 12 years now, and for good reason. Great people, an awesome service department, incredible deals. I bet you hear that a lot. But I kind of feel like I'm an expert in the entire process of buying a car. I've been screwed, just like you. Ironically, that dealership is no longer one of our advertisers. And their general manager? He isn't even in the business anymore. Right Toyota makes the car buying experience easy and painless. And I'm not just saying that because they're a partner on our show. I bought my Toyota Sequoia. I have a car payment just like you. The other guys you hear on the radio, they're promoting a dealership. They're either getting an endorsement fee or they're getting a free lease. Not me. I bought my Toyota. Believe me when I tell you, Right Toyota is the right choice when buying a Toyota. Check it out for yourself. Right Toyota. Right on the corner, right on the price. Right Toyota just off the 101 on Franklin Wright Boulevard.
Muscle cramps, nausea, rash, headaches, dizziness, and a whole slew of even more serious conditions are side effects of prescription medications. Our bodies are natural beings that require natural, safe, and effective remedies without the side effects. Healthy Habit Health Foods provides that healthy alternative. Their customer care, product selection, and educational opportunities are all part of what makes Healthy Habit Health Foods the number one health food store in Arizona. For a list of products and store locations, visit HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com.
Download the Fanatic app on both iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And it's all digital and stuff.
Or head to 1580thefanatic.com.
back to the show about everything fitness, performance, and health. Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Thank you for listening to Totally Fit Radio. Again, we are your hosts, Tony.
And Michelle.
And as always and as usual, we are pleased to be here with you this morning. Thank you for spending a small part of your big day with us. I want to thank Dr. Susan M. Kleiner again for spending time with us this morning, sharing her knowledge and a lot of the great information that she carries in the book, The New Power Eating book. A lot of great information. There are menus, there are recipes, there are macronutrients suggestions, micronutrients, it's really all about goal-based eating and a great book. Want to make sure that you encourage you to go to totallyfitradio.com. A lot of great information there. Friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. And right. And like us everywhere if you can. There's a lot of great information. Michelle has
my inspirational quote.
You want to do it now? You want to do it now?
Sure.
So you always get the music playing over you.
I know. You don't get to hear my voice. No, I'm just kidding. You give life to what you give energy to.
And that is food is fuel. Food is fuel for recovery. Food is fuel for weight loss. Food is fuel for muscle building. Food is fuel for performance-based training,
clarity
and cognitive function and health and wellness and longevity and quality of life. But you need to eat appropriately for each of those. There is a holistic way of eating, but you always, it's kind of like that balloon factor. You need to put more into one area than the other area. When you say I want to build muscle, you say I want to lose weight, or you say I want to have great recovery after my workout. So focus on those, focus on your eating, focus on your health, and focus on what you're true gains are. Thank you again for listening to Totally Fit Radio. Please tune in again next week. We have a lot of great information. Don't exactly know what the show is about, but I'm sure it's going to be great.
Surprising.
It is. Till then, live in health and make it a great, great day.
That was Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle, presented by Total U Fitness. Tune in again next week to listen, learn, live. And for more fitness, performance, and health tips, ideas, and a whole lot of fun, right here on SB Nation Radio. Bye, bye, bye.